Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday, and I'm here with Azure Barry. You can follow him at twitter.com/AzureBarry. And Barry's going to talk to me about picking your Azure services. There's a lot of services out there and it's a little bit complicated. And what I think is great about you is you're an Azure MVP. You don't actually work for Microsoft. You're not trying to sell anything. You just want to help me pick the right service for the job.
Yeah. So Azure is huge, as you said. There are like over 125 services or something, and it's very difficult to choose the right ones. Mm-hmm. At least I've found with my customers.
Sure.
So I've been through this a couple of times, and I've made a couple of slides to actually show how I choose those services. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can help you and the audience as well.
Great.
So I'm going to talk about how to choose services for running your application in Azure and for storing your data in Azure. There are obviously a lot more categories, like securing your application and all those things, but we're just going to stick to these for this episode.
Sure.
So let's talk about running your application in Azure. The first thing what I do to pick a service is to ask a couple of big picture questions. The first one is, how much control do I need? Do I need control over the load balancers, or do I not care? Second one is, where do I need my app to run? Is that only in the Azure public cloud, or also on premises, or maybe in other clouds? And then the third one is, what usage model do I need? So do I need to run my application all the time, like a website, mm-hmm. or maybe only when it's needed, like every hour or so? And then when I've answered these big picture questions, I've narrowed down the amount of services that I can pick from. Mm-hmm. And then from those services, I pick the services that actually fit my requirements with the functionality of those services. So let's go through these big picture questions. The first one is, how much control do I need? And that question is all about control and responsibility versus the ability to work on business value, so work on things that actually matter.
Right.
So if you look at the categories of cloud computing, those are infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, logic as a service, that's just my term, but it's also called serverless, mm-hmm. and software as a service. These vary from control and responsibility. For instance, infrastructure as a service, you have control over the network and over the antivirus in a VM, for instance, but you're also responsible for those things. So I'm also responsible to actually update the antivirus and patch the operating system. Maybe I need that, maybe I don't.
Yep.
And the higher up the stack I get, so for instance, serverless, I don't have to worry about scaling anymore, but I don't have control over it anymore. Mm-hmm. But it does allow me to work more on the business value, so work more on the app itself instead of worrying about the network and the plumbing around it.
Definitely. One of the ways I like to look at it is that I might enjoy owning my own car or even building my own car from scratch from a kit, right? Or I might just want to go from point A to point B and rent a car or
exactly.
a Lyft
yeah,
and all
exactly.
of the different other ways from public transportation, each one giving me less control or possibly more focus. I can work on business value, like write a book while I'm on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a very good analogy. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do here. So the next big picture question is, where do I need to run my app? Mm-hmm. So obviously we say it's Azure, the public cloud, but that can mean the Azure public cloud, but it can also mean in Azure Stack,
yeah.
the hybrid or the on-premises variant of Azure.
Or the government cloud in the US, or the German
exactly.
cloud, or the
yeah.
China cloud.
Lots more types of Azure clouds out there. Mm-hmm. Or instead of in Azure, you can also have to run your app anywhere else, like on-premises, like locally, for instance, mm-hmm. for development, or maybe in other clouds as well. Mm-hmm. And then the next big picture question is, what usage model do I need? And this question is all about, how will my app be used? So if the answer is all the time, like in a website or a web application that's always on, mm-hmm. that has users all over the world 24/7, then I need to look in the services in the classic model. So those are services that are always on, like a web app, for instance, and you pay for them all month. If I don't use it all the time, but occasionally, let's say when a new message comes in the queue or every hour, mm-hmm. then I need to look in the services in the serverless or logic as a service category. And those services only run when I need them to, every hour or when a new message is in the queue. And I only pay for the execution. So once I've answered all of these questions, I ask myself, well, the requirements of my app, which Azure service fits those requirements. So which functionality fits those requirements? All right, so let's just try this out.
Okay.
I have an app and I trust Azure to scale for me. I don't want to do that myself. My app needs to run in Azure and on premises as well.
Okay.
And my app only needs to run once every hour, so not all the time. So let's see. These are all the options currently, they will change, that are out there in Azure to run your application. So
for example, I'm thinking, well, I could just put it in a VM.
Yeah, you could.
That'd be fine. But then I'm paying 24/7 all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be always on.
I have to remote desktop. I have to SSH or shush into it and upgrade it. I have to maintain the security. And you said you wanted Azure to scale.
Exactly.
So probably not a VM.
No. So services in that category, in the infrastructure as a service category, those are not the services that I want in this case. And those are all the services that fall in this box, basically.
Okay.
Also, services in the platform as a services category, those also need scaling instructions, let's say. Azure doesn't do that automatically for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can obviously have automatic scaling in a web app, but still I need to think about that and I need to configure it myself.
Sure.
And I don't want that for this app.
And you could do Kubernetes and have that scale, but it would be running all the time.
Exactly. So I end up in the last category, and that is, I call it logic as a service or serverless, and that could be functions or logic apps, for instance. So that's one category that we've drilled down to. Mm-hmm. So that ends up in me being able to work a lot on the business value and not so much having to worry about the plumbing and the infrastructure of a VM, for instance.
Right. And that's why the word serverless is such a fun and funny word, is that you're really trying to say, I don't really want to think about servers. I don't want to worry about it. I just want to get in the car and I want to be delivered to my location.
Yeah, exactly. So the next thing is, I want to stay vendor agnostic. That's what I said, because it needs to run in Azure, but also on premises. So I don't want to opt in for Azure completely. Mm-hmm. It needs to run anywhere. In that case, I can choose from these services, including Azure Functions, because Azure Functions run on the Azure Functions runtime. I can run that anywhere, basically.
Right. I can take Azure Functions. It has a Docker container that I can build from.
Yeah.
And I could put that on anywhere, on a container locally,
on premises,
or on my own laptop.
Wherever. Yeah. So that's still a valid option in this case.
Okay.
And then the next one is, I only want to run it occasionally. So not all the time. That's the serverless, what we just talked about. And those are Azure Batch, Logic Apps, and Azure Functions. Mm. So I'm kind of drilling down to Azure Functions in this case.
For this particular app.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I will compare all the features of the Azure services to the requirements that I have. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drill down into that right now, but I just wanted to show you that I do that in different tables like these. Mm-hmm. And I don't just build a big table where I just put in all of the Azure services, but just tables that compare one category to another. For instance, right. These are all the services for container options and VMs. And these are all the services for background tasks, probably the one that I need. And these are all the services for running your application in Azure. So yeah, that's my process for choosing how to run an application in Azure. Mm-hmm. Now the next part is, how do I store my data in Azure? How do I do that? Again, the same thing. I have a couple of big picture questions that I ask to narrow down the services. Mm-hmm. First one is, what will I use the data for? Kind of obvious, but we'll get to that. And what type of data am I going to store? And then again, I'm going to look at my requirements and see if the services fit with the functionality. So what will I use the data for? Is it for your application? So actually for your application, where you have a data store on your website, for instance, that stores customer records or something. That's also called online transactional processing. The other usage that you can imagine is for data analytics, where you do reporting. And that's called online analytical processing. So that's the first divide that we do. And then the second question is, what type of data am I going to store? There are lots of data types. One is relational data. Another one is unstructured data. There is semi-structured data and all that stuff, but we're just going to stick to these for clarity and simplicity. And unstructured data, you have different types, document data, key value data, and graph data as well. And then we're going to try it out. So my app is an online reservation system in this case. My app needs to store and retrieve document data. So that last sentence actually says it all.
Couldn't you lead yourself in a different direction if you were doing an online reservation system that had a great deal of need for reports, or your team understood SQL more than another? Would that lead you in different directions?
That could be the case, and could even be the case that I might need two different types of data stores for the same application.
And that would be okay?
That would be okay, yeah.
Okay.
But for this example, we're going to focus on the store and retrieve document data in the application. So this is, again, an example of all of the services that are out there right now in Azure for storing data. Mm-hmm. These are things like Azure SQL Database, Azure Storage, but also Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So the first thing that we're going to do is divide these into the two categories of data usage. Mm-hmm. So online transactional processing, so the data stores that I actually use for my application, mm-hmm. and online analytical processing, the data stores that I use for reporting. So in our case, it falls into the first category because I want to store and retrieve data mm-hmm. for my online reservation system that is online constantly. And then the second one is, what type of data? So again, these services, and these services are relational data. In these services, I can store unstructured or document data mm-hmm. and all the other subtypes of that. And in these services, Azure SQL Data Warehouse and Data Lake Store, I can do data analytics. So I can store big chunks of data and use things like Power BI or Hadoop clusters mm-hmm. to actually crunch that data. And then after that, I will go into these tables, just like I did for running the applications, and see if the requirements match the functionality of these services. And again, I compare services in different categories, like for OLAP and OLTP in this case. So that's my process, basically. Mm-hmm. So these were just a couple of services in the Azure space, just for running your application and for storing data. Obviously, there are loads more services out there for securing your application and for doing IoT and all that stuff. You can find all those services at this URL, /services.
All right. I appreciate the formality of your process and the explicitness, because I think a lot of us just pick services because it's the thing we're familiar with or the thing that we're comfortable with. And what you've done is you've mapped clearly the business need, the technical needs, to the myriad of services that you can choose from.
Yeah. And this works for me. It doesn't per se work for everybody, of course. But it's just my process, and maybe it helps other people as well.
I hope it does. You can follow Azure Barry at twitter.com/AzureBarry. I'm learning all about how to choose services here on Azure Friday.